Good afternoon, everyone. Please join me in this prayer. Father, our lives can get overwhelming, daunting, and hard. We can easily get discouraged, frustrated, and burned out by life's circumstances or relationships that are beyond our control. In those seasons where we are feeling hopeless and helpless, the best thing we can do is turn away from the challenges and turn toward Christ. When we remember that God is in control of our lives and that our lives are not our own, we remember we have a Savior who gives us strength when we are weak and who comforts us in all times of our need. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. We will now have our scripture reading from Sister Virginia Broadway.
Good evening, First Baptist members and friends. From the NIV Bible, I will be reading from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 8 and 16 through 21. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So when we know and rely on the love God has for us, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister, is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Virginia Broadway. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Wesley Riddick.
Father God, I just want to thank you for all that you have done for me and our members. And Father God, I would like to thank you for blessing all our members, Deacon, Deaconess, and trustee boards. And Father God, I want to thank you for our technical people, because without them, we would not be having this type of service. And Father God, I want you to keep blessing Pastor Tucker and his daughter and our country. And Father God, please keep our president safe as he is traveling, is over in the Middle East right now. Father God, if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. And God, we really need you now. That's for sure. And amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Deacon Riddick. We will now have 2 minutes of silent prayer. That's 2 minutes of silent prayer. Praise the Lord. We will now have a musical selection and our inspirational moment from Sister Yvonne Webster. Sister Yvonne Webster has been a long-standing member of First Baptist Church and First Baptist Church Choir. She's worked on many different committees as well as being a missionary and a wonderful grandmother. And mother. So right now we're going to hear from her, and she's going to give us the musical selection as well. So please pray with her and for her as she comes with our inspirational moment.
God is good. He has been so good. 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 My God is good. He's been so good. He's been good to me. I would like to thank Deaconess Tolliver and Deaconess Rembrandt for inviting me to present the inspirational message for this evening. I must admit, I did not come willingly. In fact, I've been invited or asked at least 3 times, and this is the first time I accepted. Let me make it perfectly clear, I am a work in constant progress. Whatever mistakes I make, please pray that God will deliver me. That being said, we are living in turbulent times. It seems the whole wide world has lost its mind. Not that we have not been warned. Throughout the Bible, it is as if, is this the end of times, or is this just the beginning? We as believers are hated by the world, but loved by God. The song simply says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Been singing that song forever, as have some of you. Is this the end of times, or is this just the beginning? Now, some years ago, I got a little worried about whether I was going to heaven. Yes, I grew up in a family that believed in attending and participating in church. We, as the children, had to go to church every Sunday and to Sunday school. If we didn't go to church, we couldn't go to Bayshore Beach, the same place I was baptized. So we went to church. You see, I had been dependent on family to see me through. I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ at Vacation Bible School in Hampton, Virginia, and Bishop Green brought his church or Vacation Bible School to Hampton. He was in Newport News, and he brought the Vacation Bible School to each summer to Hampton, Virginia. So, and it was a chance for us to meet children outside the neighborhood or our immediate community. But my understanding of being saved was don't wear pants or shorts, and I couldn't dance. Believe it or not, we went to a Pentecostal church for a short period of time, and the pastor there, or should I say the bishop there, even told us, you're not to go to basketball games, you're not to go to football games, and you cannot dance. So for a very, very long time, I did not feel as if God wanted me in his family or loved me. But as I began living on my own, I started to question, how do I know I'm on the right track? How can I be sure this is not just another cult I'm following? I did not want to end up in hell. Now, this is just me questioning God. Yes, I've heard and I've been taught that we're not supposed to question God, but I needed to know. That's when I started reading through the Bible for myself. I love to read, and I'm nosy. I needed to know what was in the whole Bible, not just excerpts from Sunday morning preaching or attending Bible study or workshops. That was taking too long for me. So I started reading the Bible straight through. Then I started reading a passage from the Old Testament, alongside reading the Bible from the New Testament. Even though I've heard that the Bible is not a novel and we should not read it as such, but I needed to find out what was in the entire Bible. Therefore, I read and reread, and I'm glad I did. Through my reading and my questioning, I remember waking up one morning. And this was when I was living way back in the day in Tacoma Park. I woke up from a dream, and I was saying, thank you, God, for revealing to me what is happening with me in heaven and my relationship with you. And I don't remember exactly what the dream was about, but I do remember saying to God, thank you, God, I will not question that again. However, here I am. Is this the end of times, or is this just the beginning? from my minute understanding of the Bible, these turbulent times seem to be drawing closer and closer to a one-world leader. We as Christians must remember to watch as well as pray. All over the world, throughout different countries, people are discouraged, hungry, despondent, and disappointed in their leaders. Killings and suppressions pointing us more and more than yesterday to the Antichrist. Yes, even some Christians will be fooled by the seemingly peaceful world leader. Yes, world leader, lifting his head to fool us, to trick us into thinking he is for peace, love, and understanding. Let us not forget, as it says in Revelation, there will be some believers who believe in Jesus Christ who will be fooled by the Antichrist. Why? Because we are becoming so desperate for world peace. So, watch the news. Decipher actions. Ask God for understanding, wisdom, and knowledge so that we will not be fooled by the antics of the Antichrist. Is this the end of times, or is this just the beginning? Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Yvonne, for that moment, an inspirational moment. We will now open the mics for 20 seconds so that you all are able to give Yvonne Webster your compliments. Mics are open for 20 seconds.
A compliment.
Thank you for all of your compliments. Thank you, Yvonne.
Why you need a compliment?
Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Why you need a compliment and you don't know what you're talking about?
What? We will now hear from Reverend Tucker.
Certainly we want to thank God for the inspiration that has come our way today. We want to thank God for Yvonne Webster, who has given her words of inspiration, her words of learning and love of God. And we thank God for those persons who have listened and who have been blessed by the Spirit of God as has come forth. We are certainly grateful to all of the participants who shared in the services this evening. There's always a joy to come as a church family and lead in the way of praise and prayer and worship and the reading of His Word. And we want to express our deep appreciation to all of you. And we are grateful to each one of the attendants, each person who thought it not robbery to make their way to the telephone and come into this hour of prayer. If you come with the intent of receiving a blessing and seeking God's presence, you surely can receive it. For God is still moving all over the community and all over our church. And we thank God for your participation and involvement in our services tonight. We also invite you to join us on Sunday, July 17th for our men's emphasis worship experience at 10 a.m. We encourage you to, those members who can, to join us in person at the church worship experience at church, or if you're unable to be present in person, please join us on the virtual platforms that we have. We're looking forward to a real blessing as we come again in worship together on Sunday. The Reverend Donald Robinson will be preaching the word on Sunday, and so we encourage you to come and join us in that experience. Our Circle Leaders meeting will be held on July 23rd at 12:30. Circle Leaders, please make a special effort to come. We are in need of Circle Leaders for at least three circles, and we're going to encourage you, if you know of someone who would like to do that and serve in our Circle Ministry, in whatever way, please direct them to me. Let me know who they might be, or you can contact one of the Circle advisors, or reach out to the Circle administrator. We thank God for all of our Circle Leaders, and we encourage you to be a part of it. This is an important ministry, and we certainly want to maintain it in a big way. Let us remember our sick and shut-in members. Keep them in your prayer. Please pray for the health and healing of Deacon Stephen Harris. I'm sure that's probably the reason he wasn't on tonight, because of an illness, and let's just pray for him. And don't forget our deacons who are in, have some ailments. Let's keep them in our prayers as well. And then let us pray for and support those who are bereaved. You know now that we need to pray for the family of Brother Richard Jackson, who is going on home to be with the Lord. There will be a memorial service on Friday, July 15th at the church, and we encourage you to be supportive of the family. Pray for Deacon Bruce Roberson and family in the transitioning of his cousin, Rosalind Robinson. The arrangements for the services are still pending. On Saturday, August 6th, we're going to have a college student back to school day, and where we are lifting up the college students and encouraging them in a special Zoom back to school. Dr. Linda Smallwood will be the guest speaker. The Zoom link will be made available to those desiring to participate and share in it, in that service. Then on August 13th, we have a back-to-school backpack for children that's going back to school as well. That's going to be on August 13th at the church. And we encourage you to join us at that event. The event will include vaccinations for adults and children, and you can come and share in the other opportunities of and experiences as well. We pray that you will be a part of and take advantage of it. Parents, please, parents, grandparents, or whoever, make sure your children are vaccinated. Make sure that you are vaccinated, and that you get your boost in time so that we might be able to protect us ourselves from this virus that is still running rampant. And we're going to certainly encourage you to be faithful and careful and safe in that way. And now we're going to open up the lines for prayer requests. You will have 20 seconds to give your prayer request, and we would invite you to call off the names of persons, situations that you want to have prayer for. 20 seconds, the lines are open. We want to thank all of you who have lifted up a situation, families, friends, individuals that you know. We want to thank you for laying their names and the situations on the altar of the Lord. Let us pray. God, our Father, we come just now because we know that we do need you. We have gathered here because we want to talk to you. We want to get close to you. We want you to be in our situations and our circumstances. First of all, God, we ask that you would hear the call and the cries of your people. You know the names of each one of those persons who have been lifted up. You know the situation, O God. And so we are just asking right now all together that you would hear those cries and that you would heal and deliver and bring hope and renewal, if it be your holy and divine will, to those people that we have called out to offer their names for prayer. Bless them, Lord. You know all about them. And then, God, we come asking you to help us to embrace the spirit of love, that we might be able to embrace one another and draw closer to one another through the acts and acts of obedience, of love, and bringing peace and hope and renewal in the lives of individuals. We need you, God, to help us along the way, to give us the strength, give us the know-how, to help us to overcome our doubts and our fears and our frustrations and those moments of lack of knowledge and lack of understanding. We pray, O God, that you would help us to open up our minds and our spirits, that we might be able to get real close to you, that we might be able to embrace you and become a part of your family in a mighty and powerful way. And then, God, we want to ask that you would help us, that we might be able to study more fervently, more religiously, and more faithfully your word, that we might be able to learn of thee, O God. We just want to grow to know you more and more and better and better. And would you help us, O God, and deliver as only you can do. Help us, O God, that we might be able to get through the turbulence of this time. We do understand, we do know that these are troubling times. These are problem times. There is sickness and disease, and there is enmity and hate, and there is racism. There's all kinds of problems and cares and frustrations and hurts and pains all around us, O God, and we need your strength to help us to get through these times. Give us, O God, growing power. Give us, O God,
strengthening might, that we might be strong in your name, that we might be a witness for you, that we may be able to be and do what you desire for us to do. We love you, God. We love you and we adore you and we want to be your children. And so, God, help us and strengthen us. And now, God, we ask thy blessings upon this world and the condition of the world. We ask, O God, that you would bring about deliverance and wholeness as only you can do. We know, O God, that your people need help. And we ask, O God, that you would bless them as only you can do. And then, God, give us an understanding that we might be able to do what it is that you want us to do, that we may be the people that you have called us to be, O God. Thank you, Master. Thank you for First Baptist Church. Thank you for each one of the members, one by one. Draw, O God, close around them and protect them, if it be your holy and divine will. Oh God, you know what each one of us stand in need of, and we, oh God, ask that you would hear their cries and bless as only you can do. Then make us the people that will be a witness for you, that we might be able to stand tall in the vineyard, in the highways and in the byways, that we might be, O God, a real testimony to you. And, O God, lead them to a way of understanding and lead them that they may draw upon. Be with them, O God. Keep them as only you can do. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray, and our soul says, Amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you, and grant unto you his peace. Amen.